Today's daf should be learned with a full heart. It's about Lamed Beis. And we were in the middle of the discussion of the Kiddush Yedayin V'Raglayim, how it relates to the Pshita of the Beged, previous Beged, to the Levisha of the Beged subsequent. We didn't really find the Mekoros in the Torah for this whole halacha, which began with the previous Mishnah, which continues in the Mishnah to come, which we analyzed last night as well. We looked ahead. And we see that every single time that the Kohen Gadol changes his begodim, not only at the beginning of the day when he takes off his Bigdei Chulin and puts on his Bigdei Zahav, does he require a tefillah, but actually does a tefillah, plus a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim twice on each one of his changes of clothing. Yesterday we saw that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim as to whether the last Kiddush is the that we have of the ten is actually the Kiddush on the Pshitas HaBegodim of the last Bigdei Kodesh, or whether the five tefillahs actually require Kiddush before and after, even when you're taking Big Day Chol off. And therefore, we figured that there was a machlokas as to whether the first Kiddush is on the Pshita, or whether the first Kiddush is also on the Levisha. It's just that it's before the Tefillah. If it's before the Levisha, so then we understand that even when you take off Big Day Chol, you need to have the Kiddush before the Tefillah, which is part of the subsequent Levisha Big Day Kiddush. And therefore, the way to understand the Tefillah with the ten Kiddush, Chomech Tefillahs, is that each Tefillah indeed has two Kiddush, which is a simple way to understand it. But it turns out that that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. According to the Chachamim, it isn't really that each tefillah has two kiddushim. There are five tefillahs, but those five tefillahs only carry nine kiddushim. Because the first kiddush would have been there on Big Day Chol, if you hold it's going on the Pshita. We don't make a kiddush on Big Day Chol. Therefore, it must be that the tenth kiddush has nothing to do with the tefillah, and the tenth kiddush is when the Kohen finally removes his Big Day Kiddush, and ends the Aveda of the day. Now today, what we'd like to do is to go through, interestingly enough, the Seder HaAvedahs, which turn out to be related directly to the number of Tefillahs and Kiddushim, which is remarkable. In other words, we thought, up until now, that the given is the Seder HaAvedahs. What you do bifnim, and what you do b'chutz, and what you do bifnim again, and what you do b'chutz again, and so on. That was the given. It just so happens that every time you change clothes, you have to go now and do the Tefillah and the Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. And we took it for granted that we know what we're talking about. Now it turns out that there's a very profound interrelationship between the given number of Kiddushim and Tefillahs and the way to understand the Psukim in Achrei Mos. Therefore, let us begin today, Tana Rabbanan on the third light down on Amid Beis. Uba Aaron El Ohel Moed. Now, in order to understand this, I'd like you to turn, please, to Vayikra, to Achrei Mos. Let's take a look. This is Tesvov. Design, I mean. Let's take a look at what has to be done on Yom Kippur. So it says there in Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Daber Aharon Achicha, he cannot come in any time. In Pasuk Gimel, Bezot Yavo Aharon al HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Bakar L'Chatat V'Ayo La'Ola, Ktonet Ba'Kodesh Yilbash, Shemichle Sebad Yuel B'Soro. Now obviously all of this is after he's already done a normal Avodah for the day. I mean, he can't start, but it's not, there's no indication of the Pasuk that Yom Kippur cancels any of the normal Avodahs, of course. So he's completed now the normal Avodah Sayom. Now he wants to go in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What shall he do? So he puts on now a Ketonet Bat Kodesh and so on, which describes four begadim of boots. Big Day Kodesh Heim, which seems to be completely irrelevant. Of course, Big Day Kodesh Heim, it says. Ketonet Bat Kodesh Yilbash. I mean, obviously, Big Day Kodesh. It's just to take for granted. That we're going to darshan today. V'rachatz ba'mayim et b'sarol v'shams. First thing we see over here is that there is a tvila, rachatz b'saro, his flesh, is not referring to yadayim, it's referring to his body. So he has to go into a mikveh in order to do the levisha of these begodim. That's the first given. What then does he do after he's wearing these begodim? So, he has the shnei sireizim, the chatat, ayel echad le'olah, and now he does all of these things, which are all things that are done specifically by bringing their dam in the kodshei hakadoshim, in the kodesh. So these are all the avedes hayom, and they're all listed here, one after the other. First the parakatata shelo, and then the shnei asirim, and the goralot, and then the making of the soyer hapnim, yaso chatat, giving over the soyer lazazel to somebody else to do, hikriva aronet parakatata shelo, hiperbado vat beto, then the k'teres, the special k'teres, of course, was not only the k'teres of every day, which was before, that was done in his big days of, v'lakak melo amachat agach layesh, v'natan et ha'k'toret ala yesh l'fnei Hashem, v'lakak midam apar, v'shachat et sirachat at asher la'am. All of this is being done as part of the Avedas Hayoim, V'chiper al ha-kedesh v'tumot b'nei Yisrael. So now he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chein yaseh lo'ol mo'ed. And so he should do to the oil mo'ed, which is in the Eichal, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ha-shochein itam yitok tumasam. Very nice. Now it says in Posek Yudchet, then he goes outside, but he's still carrying the dam of the part of the dam of the soyer. V'chiper alav. V'yizol alav min adam be'etzvahom. Sheva pa'amim. So now he's taking the mizbach ha-zahav. He's taking the dam, sprinkling it on him. V'chilom michaper ha-kedesh. Now he's finished. V'kribes ha-soyer ha-chai. Now he does his vidui on the soyer, and now he sends it off Lazazel. Now he's finished. Uba Aaron el Ol Moed in Posek Kof Gimel. Meanwhile, the soyer is going off Lazazel. That's not his business. That he gave over Biyad Yishiti. Uba Aaron el Ol Moed. Upashat es Bigdei Avada Shelavash Bevor La Kodesh Vinichum Sham. Why did he come El Ol Moed? Is the question. I mean, he's been doing all of the Aveda Bifnim this entire period. He's been going in and out. He takes, goes inside the Kodesh Hakadosh, brings it to Tavapar, brings it to Dama Soyer, goes out to Mizbeach, comes out to take, but he's still being Isaac in the Aveda Sayor. Yeah, I mean, but, yes, that's true. But what is the name? I mean, here he's been outside because he's giving over the Soyer to the... But it doesn't require any type of new via of Aveda. What does he do when it says Ubar al Nalmud? What exactly is he supposed to do this? Was get undressed in the Kodesh? Is that what it means? This is a very strange pasuk. Fine. But then comes another pasuk, from which we learn again. Again he's washing off his foot. What's he doing? Going to the mikveh again. B'makom kadosh. V'lavash et bigadav. V'yatzat. V'yatzat olatov et olata'am. Ah, so now he is doing avridais. So now we recognize that there's another tefillah that must be made over here to put on his normal begadim. And now, that's basically, he has nothing else to do as far as going back inside. Rest is burning, but he doesn't have to do. He hands it over to everybody. Burned out. And that's all that it says. According to this, if this Seder is correct, basically all that we have over here is a description of one set of Avedis for Big Day Zahav, which is the Avedis that aren't mentioned here, which are the things that you would do on every single day. Going to the mikveh, putting on your Big Day Bad, doing all of the Avedis of Yom HaKippurim, including the Kteres and all this Sawyer and the Chai and his own Isle and the Elaham and so on. Coming out now and completing the things that are done on Yom Kippur Bechutz, which is his Korban and the Isle of the Elam, sorry, and the Musafim. I assume that that's where they would be included. Again, that's done anyway. So, I mean, that's part of what you would do on any holiday. We don't mention that over here, that we mention in Pinchas. And that's it. We have three sets. Big Day Zohar, Big Day Lavan, Big Day Zohar. But problem is that if that's the case, then the Mishnah, which keeps talking about these various Kiddushim, we said there were Chomesh, Filas, and Asar Kiddushim, there's no place for that to happen. There's only the first change of clothing from your Big Day Chol to your Big Day Zahav, and then there's the change of clothing to your Big Day Lavan to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and then there's changing back into the Big Day Zahav. That's it. So where do we get this from? This is the problem that we have to handle here in the Sugya. Therefore, says the Gemara, this Pasuk that we mentioned, the Pasuk of Uba Aharon, which we said it isn't even clear, what exactly is he going in there for? Does it make sense he's going in there to undress? What's the purpose of Uba Aharon? He was already there. He's already doing all of his avodas bifnim, basically. So the Uba Aharon, which is Pasuk Chav Gimel, Uba Aharon Elo Moed, Lama Huba. What is he going back in there for? I'll tell you what he's doing. You notice it never mentions what happens to the Ktoras, the Kaf, the Machata of the Gecholim for the Ktoras that was brought with Tnai Velefnim. It says he should put it down in there. Okay, put it down in there. Then it goes out. Nobody's allowed to be in there when the Ktoras is brought. When does he take out the Kaf Umach? So this Bo Aaron El Moed is a reference to that which we understand needs to be done at one point or another. He takes out the Kafu Machta. The question is, when did that happen? So actually, says the Gemara, V'kol HaParasha Kula Nemra LaSeder, everything is perfectly in order here except for this Pasuk. This Pasuk does not belong here because the way that this Pasuk is placed is that it comes at the end of all of the Avedis that he's doing Bifnim. And immediately afterwards, it says, V'rachatzit b'saro, and he puts on his normal begadim again, to do his ayel and the elaam, referred to over here, olatov et olata'am. That can't be right. Why can't it be right? My time. What makes you say it's not right? Omer of Chista, I'll tell you why it's not right. Because it's a given that we have b'kabola, gemiri, chabesh tfilot v'asara kiddushin tovel kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom, that there have to be 5 tfilos and 10 kiddushin, which are done today. The Ikisidran, if you take the order of the Psukim seriously, the way it's written, Lo Mashkachatlu, it simply can't, there's no room to do it. All you would have over here is Shalosh Tfilot Vishisha Kiddushin. The way the Psukim are written, you have only the original Tfilah for coming in. Now, you put on your Big Day Zahav, you do the Avodah in the Big Day Zahav, you finish the Avodah Satomi, the Keter Shal Koyon, the Chavitim, and so on. You now change your Begonim again, it's your second Tfilah. Now, you're going to do all of the avodas of Yom Kippurim, including the keteres and including the itzas kafu marta. Then you're going to be tayvel again when you take off your begadim for the third time. Go back to your big day zahav, and you're going to complete now elov elam and the musafim. And then that's the end of it. What else? There's nothing else to do. Of course, you'll do the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, but you do that in your big day zahav anyway. That's avodas. They're normal avodas. Therefore, says Rav Chisda, clearly this pasuk, which is left in the open, why do we choose this pasuk to be the one out of order? Obviously, says Taisus, this is the pasuk that implies that there was a new bia, bifnim. That's the whole point. Where is there a new bia bifnim? It must be that he was already outside. He was doing his aveda of the Elaam. Now he needs to go back inside. Goes back inside for a tzaras kafu machta, that requires additional tefillah. Now he has to go back outside to continue the Avodas Hayom of the Musafim Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Very good. Then that requires the fifth tefillah. Now we understand the Seder. So with the remez of the Uba Arayim, so in Achinami we have everything now. All we have to do is switch those two psukim, basically. So that now if the Bo Aharon is going to come after we have the El Ha'am, so now we have the Tamid Shel Shachar, we begin with the Keteres, with the Chavitim, that's the big day's off. The Avodas Hayom, all of it, is now the big day Lavan. Then we have to go out to do Elova Elaam, because we switched this pasuk with the next pasuk. In other words, we took these psukim of the Uba Aharon for Tzaz Kafu Machte, and the pasuk of Ve'asat Elo et Olatov et Olataam, and we said the Olatov Olataam came before. So if the Olatov Olataam came before, that means that I already had to switch to big day Zahav because I was doing Avodas Chutz. Now when it says Uba Aharon, I have to go back in again for Tzaz Kafu Machte, which is done the big day Lavan, because now I'm going inside of my Vilifnim. Then I come back out to do the Musafim and the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Now everything fits in. The fact that I have my Kabbalah working out, and the fact that the Torah put in a post that indicates a separate Knesset, which we didn't see any need for, now we understand that indeed there was a separate Knesset, because they've already been outside in Big Day Zav doing Elo Ve'ela. So everything works out just perfectly. From outside? Well, no, he was outside to do the Sawyer, but he was still doing the Avedas Hayom. Uba implies that he'd already been involved in other Avedas, which were Avedas Chutz, and then he has to come back in now, which involves the whole Taram of the change and the Tefillah and so on. So now everything makes sense. Taisus points out, it's very important to recognize, that what comes out of Taisus, as I'll explain to you in a minute, is a profound interrelationship between, the, if she stays in there, yeah. It's an Ezrat Hashem. Yeah. Just open the door, yeah. So, the way Tosfos understands the sugya, it comes out that we have a profound interrelationship between the inyanim of the Levisha and the inyanim of the Avodah. We need to recognize the interaction between the two in order to come out with an understanding of the sugya. Why? Because Taisus says, if you're telling me Gemiri, if you're telling me that it's a given that we have the Chomesh Tfilos and the Asara Kiddushin, then why am I going through this whole rigmarole of figuring out that Lama Huba, and this is the Pasuk that's out of place and so on? It's a given that you have Chomesh Tfilos, so I understand it. I'm going to have to split it up, right? So how else would you like to split it up? Because it's a Kabbalah that we have. Halacha Moshe Sinai. Of course, the actual halacha would only be four, because Alibi Rabbi Yehuda. Because the fifth was only the Rabbana. In order to, according to the way he's learning, we're only doing the first tefillah on Big Day Chol because we want to remind you of Tumas Yishonis. Okay, so it's Lav Davka Chomesh Tefillah Estav Gemire. But certainly we know bottom line is that ignoring that first Knesset, even if you want to, we're going to have to split up the Avodas. Why did we need to analyze the question of whether the Pesukim are considered or not? Go and split it up. Says Tosfos, because there's nothing that's b'chai of me to say that the Tefillahs of the Kiddushin are necessarily Shinuyim from Avayda L'Avayda. Right? In other words, when it says over here that I need this, maybe I should just go to the mikveh five times? Where does it say Gemiri Chomesh Tefillahs that they're associated back with the nature of the Avaydas? If I can see a reason that the way that the Avaydas is split, it makes sense that they would require Chomesh Tefillahs, then I come to the conclusion that the Tefillahs are linked to the Shinuyim in the Avayda. But if I don't see that, maybe I would simply say, okay, there's a lach l'mesh misina, I go to the mikveh five times. If I go to the mikveh five times, there's crazy people go to the mikveh 392 times and a half. I mean, so he has to go five times, no? But in other words, I need to know that these are interrelated halachas. It's not that it's five times linked to Aveda. How did I figure that out? Because I see this pasuk. Makes sense that it's here to create that linking. Now, Lamaisa, the Gra points out that it's not that the parsha is Nemar Shelo al HaSeder. The parsha is Nemar Shelo al HaSeder Legabe Yom Kippur. But remember that the Gra Shita, which we've discussed many times in the other venues, the Gra Shita is that Achrei Meis is not the parsha of Yom Kippur. It just happens to be used on Yom Kippur, Yachas B'Shana. But the way the parsha is written is a description of what Aaron HaKohen has to do if he wants to go to the flag of the faith. For him, it's written al HaSeder. Because these dinim are only in terms of the application of Achrei Meis to Yom Kippur. But actually, if Aaron was going in not on Yom Kippur, he would do it exactly in the Seder that is written in the Pasuk. It's a whole beautiful... Exactly. There's a whole beautiful Rebbe Simcha who analyzes the Pasuk, so how the work out of the Gra. But anyway, this now shows us that what we were taking for granted, that the Avodas are the given. No, it's not that. It's not true. It's the interrelationship. Out of the interrelationship between the two sugyas comes now the understanding that we have of how to split the Avodas and how to relate the Tefillos and the Kiddushin to those Avodas. Tanya, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Minayin lechomesh tefillos v'asara kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom. Where do we see from the pasuk that there are in fact the five tefillos? Talmud lomar uba aharon el ohel moed upashat et pigdei habad v'rachatz b'saro b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavashet b'gadav v'yatsa v'yatsa. Now this is a new one. So now we've been looking at the relationship of the pashat and the rachatz and the lavash. Now let's take a look at the pasuk, which is basically here, the pasuk that we darshan of the relationship of rachatz b'saros. You see, if you're going to come into the Olmoid, note, by the way, let's just look inside for a moment again to see the two psukim. There are two psukim that are crucial in understanding the relationship of tevila and kiddush adayim v'raglayim. The first pasuk is the pasuk right at the beginning of v'rachatz b'mayim et b'saro l'veisham, which is pasuk dalet. The other pasuk, which is crucial, is the pasuk that follows the uba aharon, which is pasuk chav dalet, where it says v'rachatz et b'saro b'mayim b'makom kadosh. These two psukim both seem to be saying that you require a tefillah in a mikveh at the time that you're putting on your begot. Now we have to analyze exactly what we learn out from each one. So first, Tainas the Brice of Rabbi Yehuda, the way that we know that the Kohen Gadol has to be tevil u'mekadesh ad v'raglav is from the second pasuk. It says uba aharon alo v'edu pashatis bigdei habad. That's the pasuk that we just darshan. Why did he come alo v'edu? He came in order to take out the kafu machatra, and then he continues on to say v'rachatit b'sarob b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavash et b'gadav v'yatzav v'yasat olatov v'dolat ha'am. So you see from here halamadata shekol ha'mishaneh mi'avodah li'avodah to'un tefillah. So apparently when you change, you're going, we're going to ask later on, how do you know that it goes in both directions? But what we see over here is that when you change from one aveda to the next, you require a tefillah. Now, something is missing here because there's no way that I could derive just from this pasuk that every change requires a tefillah. I only see over here if you're going from your Bigdei Abad to your Bigdei Zahav. Because he's going out now. Yeah. He's going out now. He's leaving in that pasuk, in the first pasuk. Upashat et Bigdei Abad. V'rachatz b'sarob b'mayim. V'lavash et b'gadav, referring to his Bigdei Zahav. Right? Now he's going out to do olatov olata'am. Is done b'chutz. So all that we've seen is that when he puts away his big day boots, he requires a tefillah for his big day zahav. That's all it says of it. Somehow or other, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be deriving from this that every single time you change in either direction, from zahav to boots, from boots to zahav, you're going to require the entire time a tefillah. Furthermore, he doesn't say how he knows you need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. He just talks about how I know tefillah. Doesn't say over here kiddush adayim v'raglayim.
Shouldn't the first one going from big day zahav to big day zahav?
What first one?
Pasuk dalet.
Yeah, but he didn't mention pasuk dalet. He didn't say a word about pasuk dalet. Rabbi Yehuda. But he didn't. He asks, how do I know? And he brings this pasuk. So we're going to have to see how he's taking into consideration pasuk dalet.
Is he rejecting the Gemara?
No. Let's first see. Omar Rebbe, minayin lechomesh tefillos v'asara kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom. How do we know? The pasuk, Scott asks, if the Gemara is Gemara, what do we need these pasukim for? So this is part of Tosfos' approach. Tosfos says, the pasukim come to tell us that it's linked to the shinui mi'avoda la'avoda. You can't just do them one after the other. Mashenken, right? If it wouldn't be for the halacha, so then I wouldn't have been able to trace the number of tefillos. Because then I would have taken the organization of the Seder as meaning that there's three, not five. Once the halacha tells you that there's five, and the pasuk tells you that those five are linked to the avodas, now I know to take the pasuk, which has the hint of Uba Aharon, and say that that's the thing that's out of order, to split the avodas that he was doing bifnim, to split them up with the Totsas Kafu Machata after he already went out to do Elo Ve'ela'am. So now instead of going to do the Musafim, goes back inside with a Nulavisha, takes out the Kafu Machata, comes back out, now requires a Nulavisha. You just added two Lavishas to the three we had earlier. Now I understand. So it means there's three components that we have. We have the component of the Gemiri, that's the number of Tfilas. We have the component of the Psukim, which show us the linkage of the Tfilas to the Avedas. And then we have the Diyak of the Pasuk of Ba'aharon to tell us that that must be the reason that we are not seeing how those two things fit. Because according to the number of Tfilas is five. And according to the number of changes of Avedas, the way it's written in the Pasuk is three. What's the answer to that problem? The answer to that problem is Ba'aharon. That there's got to be some other Knitsa here. And this is the only thing that wasn't mentioned. So now we're taking these three items, we have a picture of the Parsha as a whole. So says Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe says, Minayin l'chamesh tfilot v'asara kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom shenemar, go back to the pasuk that came way at the beginning of Akrimos, the fourth pasuk. It says, K'tonet bat kodesh yobash u'michvese bad yuha b'saro u'bavne bad yachor b'mitznevet bad yitznov big day kodesh heim. So what do you see from here? Even though obviously the Kohen Gadol has just completed doing his Avodah of the day, he finished bringing the Tamid and the Keteres and the Chavitim and he's wearing his Big Day Zahav, since he's taking off his Big Day Zahav and going now to do the Avodah Spanim and he's going to put on his Big Day Kodesh Bad, he requires a Tefillah. Furthermore, says Rebbe, and furthermore it says Big Day Kodesh Heim. Now, we pointed out earlier that Big Day Kodesh Heim is an absurd redundancy. You just said that you're supposed to say K'tonet Bat Kodesh Yilbash. Why do you have to tell me Big Day Kodesh Heim? Hukshu Kola Begadim Kulam Zelazeh. That teaches us that even though the Pasuk mentions only the change from the Big Day Zahav to the first time he's going to be Leivesh, his Big Day Lavan, comes along the Torah to say Big Day Kodesh Heim. Any time you have a Shinoi from Big Day Kodesh of one type to Big Day Kodesh to another type, you require the same process of tefillah. And the Rechamesh Avodote. Now, getting back, this is true both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rebbe. Now that we've established, either the way Rabbi Yehuda establishes it or the way Rebbe establishes it, now that we've established that every change of Mokam Aveda, and therefore types of Begonim, requires a tefillah, let me point out to you that what we are left with now, according to Boshitot, is the following structure of the Aveda. It's very, very important to remember this for the rest of the Seder Yuma. Chomesh Aveda, I say. That means that there are five, doesn't mean there are five Avedas, there's many more than five Avedas. It means there are five sets of Avedas, Pnim Chutz. So Chomesh Aveda, I say. The Tamid Shel Shachar, which includes, of course, the Keteres and the Chavitim, the Neiris, and so on. All of that is done by Bigdei Zahav. That was section A, which required the first Tfilah, which was the Tfilah of either Betzoma or Rabbi Yehuda, whatever the reason is, which was not necessarily included in the Gemiri, but that was the first Tfilah Sayyid. Then you had the next was the Big Day, that was all done the Big Day Zahav. The next was the Avedas Hayyim, which were all the Par and the Sawyer and the Keteres, it was unique for Yom HaKippurim. All of those things were done by Big Day Lavan. Then again you required a change of clothing, went out and did Elo Ve'ela'am, referred to over here, Olatov, Olata'am, by Big Day Zahav. Even though it's Yom Kippur, but it's Avedas only on Yom Kippur, but even though it's Yom Kippur, it's done by Big Day Zahav because it's done by Chutz. Not all the Avedas Yom Kippur were done by Big Day Zahav. Then you have the Kaf Umachata, which is what we were Medayik, was the one that was out of order. That has to be done now with a new change of Begadim, the Big Day Lavan. That was a very small set because that was all that was in the set. It was the Chutzah. Then back to the Big Day Zahav to complete everything else. The Tomet Shabin Arbaim, the Big Day Zahav. Uminayin, Shekol Tfilah V'Tfilah Tzrichah Shnei Kiddushin. Now all that we've proven so far is that you require Tfilah, either because of the first Rachatzit Bisaro or because of the second Rachatzit Bisaro. But in both of them, it says Verachatzit Bisaro. Bisaro does not refer to your hands. Bisaro refers to the flesh of your body. It's always a way of referring to an act of Tfilah, not to an act of Kiddush V'Yadayim V'Raglayim. Therefore now comes along the Gemara to continue. So what do we do about the fact that it says over here that we need 10 Kiddushin? Which would imply that each tvilah v'tvilah tzricha shnei kiddushin, which is not necessarily accurate, as we already saw, the Alibi the Chachomi, the Ragan, Rabbi Meir, it's not necessarily true that each tefillah requires two kiddush, because the first tefillah didn't require two kiddush. If you hold that the kiddush was only for the pshita, one kiddush for pshita, one kiddush for lavisha, we will not do a kiddush on pshita b'decho. Levi's, after all, don't require kiddush at time for aglai. It may be expensive, but they don't require kiddush at time for aglai. So, minayin shekol tefillah tefillah tzrichah shnei kiddushin, tamud lomar, upashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. Now, of course, this is begging the question. Because again, v'rachatz is referring to tefillah, not referring to kiddush. So we're making a very strange assumption over here, which the Gemara will talk about later, that when it says v'rachatz, it's referring to kiddush yad v'raglav, one for the pashat, and one for the rachatz, and the lavash. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, no mer? You don't need a posik, says Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, if you're going to be doing a tefillah, of course, can you require a kiddush yad v'raglav? Because umar b'makom she'ein to'un tefillah, to'un kiddush, if when you first come into the Beis HaMikdash, you need to do a kiddush yad v'raglav, if you don't do a kiddush yad v'raglav, you're dead, man. It says v'lo yamusu. Obviously, you need to do a kiddush yad v'raglav. The halacha that you need tefillah, that's just an extra. It's not part of the ikar din of the avodah. So over there, you're toin tefillah, if it's in a makom where you do need tefillah, ein odin she'toin kiddush, and obviously you should be toin kiddush. So therefore, it must be that I know that for each one of these tefillahs, you have the kiddush. Ah, you'll say, but that only tells me one kiddush. I mean, when you come into the azorah to do avodah, you wash your hands once. So good, I'll make a kavah chomer. I did a tefillah, but certainly I need to wash my hands. Thank you, go wash your hands. Well, where do we get the idea that you require two kiddush? So imal alam kiddush. Can you explain this pasuk to me? Aaron should take off the clothing that he put on. Is there a way that he could have taken off the clothing that he didn't put on? Obviously, he's going to take them off. He sure wasn't born with these clothing. He must have put them on. So he put them on, then the Torah doesn't have to tell me he put them on. So, the point is, the Torah is saying, just as you understand from the previous pasuk, that if there's a chiyav of tefillah, that there needed to, and that was at the time, v'lavashet begadah, that there needed to be a kiddush, so too I'm telling you, malavishata un kiddush, apshitata un kiddush. So now I know I also need a kiddush on the removal of the clothing. Again, this seems to raise questions about the sheet of the Rabbanan earlier, who said that it wasn't for the pshita. It was actually for the lavisha. It was Rabbi Meir that the Talmidim pointed out to Rav Papa, that from the Brisa it's clear that according to Rabbi Meir, you actually require a kiddush over here. I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir, a kiddush on the levish. I'm sorry. According to the Chachomim, you don't require, in that case, the kiddush on the levish. So ma levish don kiddush, apshita don kiddush. So we need one for the pshita as well. Rabbi Yehuda. Now getting back to the brayta, let's now analyze. Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin lechomesh tefilos v'asara kiddushi shetovah kohen gadol v'kaddish bo b'yom. Talmud lomar uba aharon el ha'moed v'rachatzit b'saro b'mayim b'makom kadosh. Halamadeta shekol ha'mishaneh mi'avoda le'avoda to'un tefilah. Now that's an awfully big statement to make based on this pasuk. All the pasuk said was that assuming that the Kohen Gadol had completed his Aveda the Tamid, which was done the big day Zahav, and now he's going to be Lavash, the Ktan is Bat Kodesh, and if it's a Bat Kodesh, and now he's going to put them on, V'rachatz b'soro. So what does that prove? It proves that if you're taking off your big day Zahav, and so what does that tell me? No, this, I'm sorry, the second one. I'm really sorry, misleading. Rabbi Yehuda's diak. Rabbi Yehuda's diak was from Basikov Gimel. He's the one who based it on taking off Bigdei Habara Shalavash, and now he's going to be going on, and he's going to be putting on his Bigadav. That means all that he's learning is that Halamadat Shakala Mishana, all you learn since the Gemara is Ashkechami Bigdei Lav and the Bigdei Zor. All that you've proven is that when he takes off his Bigdei Habad, the Yinichum Sham, the Lavash now at Bigadav, that means he's putting on his Bigdei Zor. How do you know the other way around? How do you know me big day zav, the big day lava? The first pasuk, which Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned, the first pasuk is indeed talking about, that was the pasuk that Rabbi mentioned. But Rabbi Yehuda just mentions the second pasuk, pasuk of Gimel. Pasuk of Gimel doesn't say anything about the direction of big day zav to big day lava. It speaks only of the direction of big day lava to big day zav. So how do you know me big day zav, the big day lava, me naim? Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, it's a kalva chomer. If big day zav, she'in ko'in nichnas ben lefnai v'lefnim, the mice of the big days of are lower level begotten because you can't wear them. Lifnai v'lifnim. Nonetheless, it says over here in Pasikov Gimel, ta'un tefillah, you have to go ahead and be taiva. So big day lavan, shenir k'masben, lifnai v'lifnim, ain't a dinja ta'un tefillah. Obviously, if you're putting on the big day lavan after wearing the big day zav, and now you're about to go lifnai v'lifnim, so for sure you should require tefillah. Says the Gemara, why is that a kavah chomer? I mean, I could say just the opposite. Im kelam ivrak, ma'ala big day zaham, shikin kaparatan merubah. On the contrary, the main Aveda of a Kohen Gadol all the time is B'Big Day Zav. You have special things on Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to wear your B'Big Day Zav, maybe because of the reminder of the Egel HaZav, whatever, but you certainly can't tell me that simple linen begadim are be'etzem more important than the Big Day Zahav. The Big Day Zahav is what I do everything in. 99% of what I do as a Kohen Gadol is the Big Day Zahav. So why should you assume that the Big Day Zahav are more chashuv? That the Big Day Zahav are more chashuv.
What?
Okay, that's one way of looking at it, but you could also look at it. The Big Day Zav are more chashuv. They're eight begadim, they're Zav begadim, and they do all of the kaporas all year round. Not the amount of kapora all year. Seems to be the norm. Okay, but we don't know that the Tinnikaniza is a day of the Beg. So Ella, what we'll have to say, is that that direction he learns out of Rebbe, meaning out of Pasuk Dalit, because that direction indeed goes from leaving his Big Day Zav behind, Vilavash, his Big Day, Bad Kodesh, his Big Day, his Mipasei, Bad, and so on, Yobash, Al-Bisar. All of that is what Rebbe said. Fine. Now we have to understand, I mean, why not then just go for Rebbe all the way? I mean, if you're going to tell me he needs Rebbe anyway, just now he has two psukim. One to tell me be Big Day Love and the Big Day Zav, and one to tell me be Big Day Zav and the Big Day Love. Okay, that's Rebbe Yudah Shita. Now let's take a look at Rebbe Shita. I'm a Rebbe. Minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asorah kiddush, we're just going back to the Brayza now. Minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asorah kiddush, tovah kagadam kaddish b'vayom, Talmud Lomar, the first pasuk, pasuk number Dalet. And we said Ashkan mi big day zahav the big day lavan. What is this pasuk talking about? It's talking about the first change from after doing the tamid into the first time we mention the big day lavan. But how do we know we need big day lavan to big day zahav? Oh, on that the Tanit Rabbi Yishmael says, well, it's a kal v'chomer. If big day lavan, which are not the normal begadim that are used for the kapara of the kohen gadol, she'in kaparatan meruba, you don't do much kapara in them, nonetheless tunim tefila. Big day zahav she kaparatan meruba, enodin she tunim tefila. Exact opposite of our assumption a moment ago of the kal v'chomer. To which the Gemara, of course, answers, maybe we should say the other way, as we said earlier. Ikala mifrag, ma'ala big day lavan, shekein nikmas bim lefnai v'lefnim. How can you bring a kal v'chomer? Maybe big day lavan are indeed more chashuv, because they're used inside the kodesh hakodashim. Haynu diktani, now you understand Rebbe's words in the Braita. That's why it's said in the Pasuk, big day kodesh hein, v'rachata bizaro b'mayim ulevesham. Since those words are completely unnecessary to tell me big day kodesh hein, they must be coming to tell me that we can extend the abstraction of needing a tefillah and a change to a change in any direction, change from Zav to Lavan, change from Lavan to Zav. Then we continue to say in the Brayse of Chomesh Avodah saying, first the Tamid Shal Shachar be Big Day Zav, then the Avodah Sayom be Big Day Lavan, then the Elove Alaam be Big Day Zav, then the Kafu Makata be Big Day Lavan, then the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim be Big Day Zav. Now we still don't know about Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, and we continued. Umidayin Shekot Tefillah Vitefillah Tzrichash Dei Kiddushin, Tamud Omar Upashat Vrachat Vrachat Vrachat. But now we're coming to explain the price. Asks the Gemara the obvious question. The word Verachatz over there is not a reference to Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. The word Verachatz is a reference to Tefillah. So how can we use this to tell me that there's a din of Kiddush Adayim Raglaim? Asks the Gemara, hi, bitfilah, see? Well, in eino inyan letfilah, can't mean Tefillah, because I already know about Tefillah. Because the din of the Tefillah I already learned from the Nafkale mi big day kodeshim. Remember that the first Pasuk mentioned big day kodeshim. From which we already derived, according to Rebbe, that you require a tefillah every time you change your begad. And why does it say over here then, in the closing psukim, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, why does it say v'pashat, v'rachatz, v'lavash? I know there has to be a v'rachatz. I already derived that. So, imeinu inyan l'tefillah. If the rachatz can't mean literally going to the mikvah, because that I already know from the extra words, big day kodesh heim, which would have applied tefillah to this closing case as well, t'neu inyan l'kiddush. Must be that the rachatz over here means kiddush adayim raglayim. Why then doesn't the Torah say the word kiddush? Why confuse us? Lich the verachmona b'loshen kiddush to tell me a chiddush. Hakamash malan the tefillah ki kiddush. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh af tefillah b'makom kadosh. Now of course this is all very nice, but Rebbe Yehuda can't possibly learn this because according to him, remember we require two separate psukim to tell me the different changes from big day lavan to big day zav and big day zav to big day lavan. In which case I need the Verachatz in both cases, because according to him, we don't have the drasha of Big Day Kodeshim to tell me that this would be true of all of the Kiddush. So in which case, how does he know the din of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Because according to him, this is truly a reference to Tefillah and not a reference to Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Rabbi Yehuda must learn it out of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who made, as we said earlier, the Kal V'Chomer. So that if Lamaisa, Yom Reb Lez Rabbi Shimon, Ma B'Makom She'ein Ton Tefila Ton Kiddush, Makom She'ton Tefila, Ein Adin She'ton Kiddush. Okay, let us review. Remember that where the Gemara analyzes Sukkim in a holistic fashion, it's extremely confusing if you try to take it piece by piece. We need to look at the entire parsha in a holistic way to understand the two ways of reading. And here is basically the picture. Let's take a look at the whole picture. What the pasuk describes in Achrei Mos is an intrusion, in a sense, into the Avodas Hayoyim. And this is the way it's described. It's not described as Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor B'yayim Asiri L'chaydash Shatzoan. This is what Aaron should do. No, it says in case Aaron wants to come in Lefnai V'Lefnim, whenever, this is what needs to be done. Meaning, obviously, not to take the place of anything else. This is what he needs to do in order to be able to come in and do the Avodah inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then get back to regular things that you do. Which means that we have to take for granted that outside the confines of the Parsha, other things are going on. Things that would be done every day, which includes the Tamid of the Boker, the Tamid Shavin Arbayim, the Kteres of the Boker, Kteres Shavin Arbayim, the Chavitim of the Boker, Chavitim of Ben Arbayim, the Hadlokas HaMeneira, or the Atovas HaMeneira, both Boker and Be'erev. All that's taking place around this Parsha. But the Parsha starts from the interruption. In other words, when you finish doing what it is you would normally do, here's what you got to do. You got to take these big day Kadesh, special ones, all made out of linen, put them on, and then do the following. Now, the description of doing the following includes three parts on the surface. The three parts are, you go ahead and you do all of the things that I tell you to do on this special day. A special ketores that's brought with flavor of flame. A sawyer and a par that's brought with flavor of flame, they're dam. And then it's sprinkled on the mizbeach pachutz. And then we have this soyer, the amishtaleach, that you say vidui on and you send it out. Do all of that stuff, including taking out the kafumach. And then go back out, take care of the things that are done bachutz, which are special things for today, Ola Sov, Ola Ta'am, that has to be done, and then get back to the other thing. So basically, what would the structure be? The Tzmidim, the special things for Yom Kippur, inside, the special things for Yom Kippur outside, together with everything else that's done outside after this is over. The second half of the day's activity, the Tzomer Shel Ben Arba'im. That's all that it says in the Parsha. That's given number one. Given number two, the Parsha opens with a description, not only of putting on these new white begadim instead of the big day zahav, but also with the din of going to the mikveh when you put on these begadim. Furthermore, the Parsha closes, after you finish doing all of these great things that you're going to do bifnim, it closes with, put away your clothes, go to the mikveh again, and put on your regular clothes, meaning your big day zahav. So that means that the Parsha opens, changing from your big day zahav to your big day lavan with a tefillah, and closes after putting away your big day lavan forever, v'nichum sham, you're not going to be needing these again. Now it tells you, go to the mikveh, put on your golden clothes. Fine. That's all that is written in the Torah. Now, we also know that we have a Kabbalah that has to be added to what is written in the Torah. The Kabbalah tells us that there were five separate tefillahs, even though the Parsha only mentions two. And even if we want to add the one that the Mishnah was mechayev us, because we want to remind him of the Tumas Yishonais, or because, as Ben Zayma says, it makes sense that there's a chiyav all the time if the Kohen needs to do it every time he changes. Okay, so add that one. That one isn't mentioned, because it would be done every day anyway. So add that. So you get three tefillahs. So we have a Kabbalah, there were five tefillahs. And not only that, we also have a Kabbalah that there were 10 kiddushin. So now we've got a little bit of a problem, because we don't know where this belongs. The first thing we need to do is to find an indication that the dinim that we were makabel in our gemiri are not just acts of tefillah and kiddush, but that they are linked to the avodas hayyim. We have two basic approaches to seeing how they're linked to avodas hayyim. Either we look at the opening pasuk, which links the tefillah at least to the changing clothes, from which we will derive that apparently there's something to do with changing your location, which is mechayev you in tefillah, or we look to the second pasuk. The second pasuk says the same thing in the other order, going from white to gold, from the big day lavan to the big day zahav, correct? So either Aliba the Rebbe, we look at that first pasuk, and he links it that way. Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, we look at the second pasuk, and he links it that way. Since it's linked that way, now we know that there must have been an additional two changes of clothing, because otherwise we can't mesh the two sukkahs. One sukkah says five tefillahs. The other way it's written in the Torah is saying three tefillahs. For God's sake, I've been giving you such a nice, concentrated version of all things. Stay up for it. So therefore, we look more closely, and we find that there's an indication that one of these psukim is out of order. If it's out of order, that must be the missing link. What is that missing link? A strange uba arayin. What's uba arayin? What's he going to do when he goes into the Olmoid? Ah, there must have been a separate bias arayin for Hatzos Kafu Machta, which for some reason Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to mention. And it must be that that Hatzos Kafu Machta is an interruption between Elo ve'el ha'am, which has been done outside, and the Musafim and the Aveda of the Tanach of Ben Arbaim, which is being done outside. So here you have a new change from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, and a new change from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. So now everything fits. However, we have a couple of loose screws. What are loose screws? that how do we derive from the fact that the Torah gives one example, either of a switch from Bigdei Lava to Bigdei Zav, or a switch from Bigdei Zav to Bigdei Lava? Do we, in fact, require both examples and just now derive that it's reasonable to say goes on all of the above? Or is there a separate limud? And that's not what Rabbi Yehuda read. Rabbi Yehuda says, basically, you have to look at the fact that the Torah gives an example of a Shinoi Begadim and mentions it in terms of Begadim that requires tefillah at the opening of the story in Pasuk Dalet. And it also gives a repeat of that same idea in Pasuk Chof Dalet at the end of the story, which tells you that basically there's an idea here that's meant to be applied to all Shinuyim of Bekemes of Avodah. There are Mechayev Shinuyim in these Begadim of the Avodah. They all require tefillah. Rabbi says, no, you don't need that. It's the extra words of Bigdei Kodesh Heim, right there at the beginning of Pasuk Dalet, which means nothing unless it's coming to tell us, Bigdei Kodesh Heim, just as I told you not to do tefillah, so too, every time Bigdei Kodesh Heim, any shinui of Bigdei Kodesh requires tefillah. Now, the fact that Rebbe has that Bigdei Kodesh Heim to tell me this allows Rebbe a lot of leeway, because now he's got an extra pasuk at the end that discusses taking off the Bigdei Lavan, putting them aside, Minichum Shon, then V'rachatz et Pisarov HaMayim, and then V'lavash et Bigadav. What is that coming to tell me, says Rebbe? Oh, I'll tell you what that comes to tell me. It certainly is not coming to mention again something I already know, which is Tefillah, which I learned from the pasuk of Bigdei Kodesh Heim. Must be that the Torah actually is referring to something associated with Tefillah, but not Tefillah. And what is that? Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And why does it put the rachatz in between the upashat et bigadav and the lavash et bigadav? Oh, must be to relate the two. Lavashat, rachatz. Rachatz, lavash. There must be two kiddush adayim raglayim. So you'll say, why then mention it as if it were a tefillah and not a kiddush? That tells me another halacha. Did you ever know where the tefillah was supposed to be? Never said. Right? And where? How do I know now? Where are all these supposed to be? The tefillah. So I know Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. I know where Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is from a Kli Sharis. Right? So therefore must be that the same halacha that's true of that is true of this. Okay? So that Makom Kodesh, that explains the language. That leaves Rabbi Yehuda hanging. What exactly is the meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda? What is the derivation? I mean, according to Barakat B'Saro means tefillah. He needs to know tefillah in both directions. So we don't have any extra circuit to tell me Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. True, says the Gemara, we don't. But we do have a shita that holds it's a kal v'chomer, that if you require tefillah, you require kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Of course, that would only tell you one kiddush adayim v'raglayim, because we're making the kal v'chomer for what you do every day. How do you know two kiddush adayim v'raglayim? That was asked earlier. This is really a shita that we brought from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. And he learned it out from the hasher lavash, the extra hasher lavash. Klum adam poshet ala malavash ala hakish pshita lulavish. Okay? So that explains all of the interesting diyukim that we had, at least according to one shita. The extra shelavash, the extra uba arayin, the lashon of the verachat, the placement of verachat between the shita and the lavisha, the opening and closing of the requirements of changing begadim, the linkage of the changing begadim to the nature of the aveda and the shinuyim, and the misplacement of the pasuk of uba arayin. Many, many details that all make sense only when they're put together. If you look at any one of these things, it's just extremely confused. Once you take a look at the whole surah of the parsha, it adds up perfectly. The pieces fit together like a puzzle. We now understand exactly what's happened over here. We have five sets of Avedas, and therefore we have the number of changes is 4, plus the general entry adds another 1. Now it only remains to be determined whether the relationship of the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim to the Tefillah is that we're doing 2 Kiddushim on the Lavisha, or we're actually doing 1 of the Kiddushim on the Pshita, which is Rabbi Meir's Shita. That still remains hanging over here. But certainly, at least I now have a clear sense of what the Avedas Yom HaKippurim is all about, and how it relates to the Shinuyim of the Begad. Okay. Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, so wouldn't be able to say that maybe the chesed is that a tefillah should assume kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Yes. You might have said that, which is why not everybody holds this. Notice the question is, exactly. Yeah, the Rishonim talk about it. But that's good for the machlokas. This is kav chomer. I need to learn it out for the dig and the pasuk the way Rebbe went. The other way of approaching it is that tefillah itself certainly is the same as kiddush adayim v'raglayim. However, the explanation as to why that wouldn't be true is also very clear. Because Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim has to be from a Kli Sharis, with Mayim Kedeshim. Tefillah doesn't have to be in a Kli Sharis. Can't even be in a Kli. So obviously that part doesn't apply. In which case, it's obviously 2 completely different dinim. So it has an element, exactly, some higher element that applies to Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. That's his far. No, not speed up. Don't you wish. I'm afraid that this daf is quite complex. Omer of Chista. Yeah, I mean, we could save it for tomorrow if you want to. I mean, that's, I'm willing to do that because we're up to Amr of Chesed. You're okay because we've already been here an hour. I mean, it's Amr of Chesed. I'm sorry. I mean, I thought that this was a daf today that I spent a lot of time on. Amr of Chesed. Honda Rebbe, Mafka Mida Rebbe Meir, Umafka Mida Rabbana. If you analyze what it is that Rebbe is saying over here, neither Rebbe Meir's pshat yesterday nor the Rabbanan's pshat yesterday makes sense. Because what Rav Chisda holds is that when Rebbe said, Upashat verachatz verachatz velavash, he meant exactly that. Literally. That the two kiddushim are meant to be between the pshita and the levisha. Because it says, Upashat rachatz, rachatz pashat, which means that after I take off my clothes, I do the first Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Before I put on my new clothes, I do the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, because the Rachatz comes out in the middle. But that is not true, according to either the Rebbe Meir or the Rabbanan, correct? Because yesterday we saw the only machlokas, basically, between Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan had to do with the not whether the second Kiddush was after the Levisha. That's a given. The second Kiddush is definitely after Levisha. The machlokas is whether the first Kiddush is before the Pshita or after the Pshita. But certainly nobody would have agreed with the way that Rebbe just described it of having Kiddush Adayim Raglayim on either side of the Tefillah. Rav Chisda. This is the way he's learning Rebbe. Rav Chisda's learning of Rebbe that makes us safe. So therefore, says Rav Chisda, the way Rebbe is learning is not like either Rebbe Meir or the Rabbanan. Mafkin the Rabbanan. It's not like the Rabbanan because the Rabbanan say Kishul Avush Mekadesh. That only after putting on your new begotten do you do now the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And he is saying, according to Rav Chisda, the Rebbe is saying, Kishu Poshet Mikadesh. That no, it's after you take off your clothing that you do the both Kiddush, but it's also Mafka Mid Rebbe Meir. Because Rebbe Meir holds, Ama'af Kiddush Basar Kishu Lavush Mikadesh, the Uyu Omer Kishu Poshet Mikadesh. Even Rebbe Meir, who's Maida, Rebbe Meir is Maida that you give the first Kiddush before the Tefillah. So that part works out according to Rebbe, the way Rav Chisda is learning it. But even Rebbe Meir agrees that the second Kiddush was after Levisha the Dubagot. So for the Rabbanan, it's totally wrong, because the Rabbanan hold neither of the Kiddushim was next to the Tefillah. Both of them were done Kishul Lavush. That means one was done while he was wearing his old Begadim before his Pesha. One is done when he's wearing a new Begadim after his Loivesh, which is the exact opposite of Rebbe. Rebbe Meir, even though at least the first one he agrees with Rebbe, that it's there in the middle, but the second one he holds is after the Levisha. Which means, says Rav Chisda, that Rebbe doesn't hold it either. Omer Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, HaKol Modim B'Kiddush Sheni Shelovesh V'Achakach Mekadesh. No, there's no question, says Rav Abba. All Shitas agree that it's a given that the second Kiddush has to be after you do the Levisha. Forget about the fact that it says Rechitz in the middle. My time. The Omer Kra, the Torah says, Beferish, O B'Gishtam Ela Mizbeach L'Sharet, La'Aktiri Shel Hashem. The Torah says, "Beferish." When do you do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Bivoam elo mohed yirchatsuba mayim velo yamutum. O begishtam. Now, what that means is that all you're missing is gisha, only gisha. Gisha means to go and to do the aveda. Not go in. You're in. Go up and do. Act. But over here, if you were to do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before the levisha, then you don't have gisha. Right? Because every Gisha has got to dress first. That's part of the whole Aveda. It comes from the same word. So if you're going to do now the Levisha and have done before the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then you're not being the kind of Pasuk Obigishta. Because you need first the Levisha and then you'll get to the Gisha. So that the Torah didn't say. So Mishayim Mechusar Legisha. If you are Mechusar more than Gisha, the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is no good. Yotza Zesha Mechusar Levisha Vigisha. Omele Ravacha, Breda Rabbal Ravashis. Ravacha now, not to be confused with Ravacha by Yaakov. Says to Ravashi, well, tell you one thing. Lo Rav Chisda Islay de Rav Acha, v'lo Rav Acha Islay de Rav Chisda. Look, I mean, obviously, Rav Acha by Yaakov's statement cannot be consistent with Rav Chisda's understanding of Rebbe. Because according to Rav Acha, there must be a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after Levisha. And according to Rav Chisda, there must be a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before Levisha. So it can't be the same Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. In which case, how many Kiddush Adayim Raglayims do we need? 15. Because you need one to be Mekayim, the Obegishtam, so that the Mishen Mechusra Lagisha, and you need one to be Mekayim, the Rachatz V'Lavash, and you need one to be Mekayim, the Pashat V'Rachatz. Equals 3 times Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for each Shinui gives us 15. Well, obviously, since it was all Gemiri, then we only need 10. So obviously, the Rav Chisda does not hold a Rav Acha, and Rav Acha cannot hold a Rav Chisda. Because if they hold it with each other, in came a Rebbe Avil Chamesa Kiddushin. If Rav Chisda's approach to Rebbe is correct, and Rav Acha's approach is correct, that everybody's made, including Rebbe, that you need a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before Gisha, And there's no choice, potatoes are 15. And we don't find anybody who says it's 15. We have a Gemiri that there's Eser. Okay, I think this is enough for your digestion for this morning's breakfast. All right, you guys.
Good luck, guys, when you go through this.
Get out. Naftali, get out his extra coffee, except he's away. That's the problem. Lal, you're going to have to take care of the coffee for him. You shouldn't be saying anything. What is a Kohen? What happens to a Kohen who falls asleep between Rechitza and Levisha? That's the question. Make a Kal V'chaymer. Exactly. Turn around, Uba Aaron al Olamoid. Lama Uba. In Oba Lalotieta Kafe Tamachateve, Kola Parashakula Nemrala Seder, Chutzmi Pasugze, my time. Ombre Chista, because Gemiri, the Chomish Tilas of Vasara Kiddush, Tovel going on Olam Kaddish Boba Yom. And if you're going to tell me it's Kisidran, then lo mashkachat lo ela shalosh tefilot v'shishar kiddushin, because as I am about to show you, the two sugyas are linked, and the changing of clothing and the tefilas are actually one and the same sugya. Tanya om Rabbi Yudaminayim lo chomesh tefilot v'shishar kiddushin tovel kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom tamud lomar uba aharon el ol moed upashat espik de abad v'rakat pesro b'mayim v'makom kadosh. Now, of course, we're going to find out in the end that there's only half the story. He didn't really mean this. He meant to include the first pasuk as well, but this is the lashon of the braisa. Ubiavne bad yavgor mitznef ubimitznev is bad yitznov big day kaida shame barakats bain pisro ulvesham. Alamarita shikolam shanem yavodala voda to untfila, and it adds big day kaida shame huk shukolav gadim kulam zeleze to tell me that both directions of change are equally mechayev. Now, according to both of us, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi, chome shavodote, tomit shel shachar be big day zav. Avodas Hayom bebigdei Lavan, Aelo ve'Elaham bebigdei Zav, Kafu Mach bebigdei Lavan, Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim bebigdei Zav, Uminayin shekol tefila ve'tefila tzricha shnei kedushin, Talmud Lomar u'Pashat v'Rachatz v'Rachatz v'Lavash. Turns out in the end that that's only true Ali ben Rebbe, whereas Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kal v'Chomer, Uma b'makom she'ein to'un tefila to'un kiddush. Makom shetoun tefilah ino din shetoun kiddush. Ah, you'll say if that's the case, all we can derive is kiddush echad. And how do we know? Afkan kiddush echad. How do we know two? Talmud lomar uba aharon elo moed ubashat et bigdei abad asher lavash. Ma talmud lomar asher lavash asher hopso. Klum adam poshet elo ma asher lavash. Elo lakish pshita la levisha. Ma levisha toun kiddush. Af pshita toun kiddush. Sorry for my mom. Rabbi Yehuda, minayin l'chomesh tefilas ve'asar kiddush shetov v'kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom tamid lomar uba aharon el moed v'rachatz b'sro b'mayim v'makom kadosh. That's what he said. He claims alamadat shekol ha'mishaneh mi'avodah l'avodah ta'un tefila. Now that doesn't make sense. Ashkecha mi'bigdei lavan l'bigdei zav. How do we know mi'bigdei zav l'bigdei lavan minayin? Tamid v'Rabbi Shmuel, we could try a kal v'chomer. Ma big day zav shein koin nichnas ben lifnai velifnim toun tefila big day lavan she nichnas ben lifnai velifnim ain't no din she toun tefila. Well, not much of a kal v'chomer yikol mifrach ma le big day zav shein kaparatan meruba. You're right. Elo nafka le bide Rabbi, because since Rabbi said that we learned out for the first pasuk and that was from big day zav to big day lavan, I agree to that. Now Rabbi himself says, I'm a Rabbi. Minayin l'chomesh tefilas v'asara kiddusha tovo kohen gadol mekadosh bo bayom tam lo mitznes par kiddusha bash. Olombadeta shekola mishana mi'avoda le'avoda shetoun tefila. Why is that? Ashka mi'bigdei zav l'bigdei lavan. How do we know mi'bigdei lavan l'bigdei zav? Minayin? So again, Tannenberg and Shmuel try a kavu chayver. Uma big day lavan shein kaparatan meruba to unin tefillah. Big day zahav she kaparatan meruba in odin she to unin tefillah. Well, he can be from mother big day lavan shein last man of time of fame. Exactly. Hayadik Tani. That's why Rebbe continues on and points out, and notice Vayomer big day kedusha shem v'rakatus rabba mayol beisham. And that tells me all big day kodesh are the same. Continues the price. According to both Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, v'chamei shavadotim, tomei shel shachar b'big day zov, avedus hayom b'big day lavan, elo ve'elam b'big day zov, kafamach b'big day lavan, tomei shel ben arbayim b'big day zov. Now, minayin shekol tefillah v'tefillah tzuchah shnei kiddushin, we ask, Talmud lomar pashat v'lachatz v'lachatz v'lavash. Wait a second. Hai b'tefillah k'siv, not for kiddush. Ah! But he may know inyan the tefillah, because after all, I already know that from Big Day Kedeshim, where it says, V'rachatz b'saro, t'neu inyan l'kiddush. I will say, then why not say what you mean? L'chtav erachon v'losh kiddush. Ha'kamash from the tefillah kiddush, ma'kiddush b'makom kadosh, av tefillah b'makom kadosh. The problem is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who does not have the extra v'rachatz, because according to him, they're both references to tefillah, because he did not learn it out from Big Day Kedushim. So how does he now know Kiddush? And he learns from Belaz Rebbe Shimon Travel and Olive. Omer of Hista. Note that the way Rebbe learns it, by putting the Rachatz in between the Pashat and the Lavash, excludes both Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan. Mafkim and Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say even while you're still wearing the first set of clothing, you do the Kiddush. And here it says only after you take off the first set of clothing. And it's Mafkad Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir also, the second Kiddush is certainly done only after Kishulavush Makadish. And here Rebbe is saying, at least the way Bukhist understands him, that Kishuposhet Makadish. Om Revacha Bayakov, Akol Modim, Mekiddush Sheni, Shalavesh Vakarkov Makadish, there's no way to avoid that. My time of the Omer Kro, Ove Gishtam, Alam Mizbech Mishen, Mekusra Gisha. It's clear to me that Rav Chista cannot hold of Rav Acha, and Rav Acha cannot hold of Rav Chista, because if they do, they each come out with 15 separate Kiddushin, Aliban the Rebbe.